Why is Paul Lambert the right man to be in charge of Wolves?
Yeah, well, I think it's very clear for everybody to see that he's a guy that's got huge experience, strong experience to get a team promoted and then keep them in the Premier League with Norwich. Despite what people say, I think he's done an excellent job at Aston Villa, keeping them in the Premier League for the time that he did. Strong passion for the game. I think there's some clear synergy between how he believes the game should be played and how we want to see the game played here at Wolves. Of course, he was available. When there's a guy with that level of experience and knowledge available, then it's a bit daft to look too much further, truth be known. So there's some of the reasons why we moved to a point.
Yeah, I mean, presumably there were other candidates involved, but in your mind, he was always at the front?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, he was the first guy that we met, and he was also the last guy that we met. We managed to get a lot of time with him, which gives us an opportunity not only to talk about what his plan and his strategy would be if he did become the next head coach at Wolves, but also to get to know him as an individual. And we felt he was a really good fit, and without question, with Jeff involved in the process and Sky from Fosen also involved in the process, it was clear that he was the number one.
So to what degree were you selling the club to him as much as him selling himself to you? It sounds like a bit of both.
Yeah, very much so. I think it was, in all of these things, what you want to try and see is you want to try and see that somebody actually wants to work for a club like this, and they want the opportunity to take a club like this forwards. So, of course, that needs to be apparent and needs to be clear. But also, from the flip side, we also needed to make sure that he was clear about what he was getting himself into. So yeah, there's lots of talking across both sides of the fence, which I think was important to ensure that going forwards, we're really clear about what the job is that needs to be done. And we're also really clear about how we're going to do it.
Now, the very first thing, yeah, when I said, why are the reasons that did you go for Paul Lambert, the very first thing you said, well, he's experience of a course and distance winner.
Yeah.
Now, without wanting to be unkind to anybody, the guy he's replacing didn't have that. So, again, that was peculiar. The events of the last 3 months look peculiar, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I don't think it would be unfair. Jeff's already made the point that he's learnt a lot. He's learnt a lot over the last 3 months. And I think probably the biggest thing that he's learned is the league is a very difficult one. You know, it's I've said on a number of occasions, there's 20 teams in this league who at the start of the season all believe they can be promoted, and there's not a league in the rest of the world that's like that. So on that basis, it's very, very different to other leagues across the whole of Europe. So this time around, I think it was pretty clear in terms of the situation that we were in. We had to find somebody who knew the league, who knew English football, who'd been in it, and knew how to get results. And, of course, Paul's got that in abundance.
So was there a different process this time?
Well, yeah, I think from my perspective, if we take ourselves back to the start of the season, and again, Jeff's already made a point, I think it was less than a month before the start of the season when he actually got the club signed across to Fosen. So there was a very short period of time. I think they felt they had to make some quick changes. They did so in terms of Walter being appointed, and then also in terms of some of the recruitments. Of course, that didn't quite work out, as you all well know. And then there's been an opportunity to do it slightly differently this time around, a little bit more time, a little bit more consideration to the difficulties of the league and the situation, and the opportunity to take more things into account maybe this time around. And that's led us through a process that we had that was very similar to the way in which we appointed Kenny Jackett. In my opinion, it was an outstanding success here. And hopefully we get Paul, he'll do the same and help us to get out of this league and into the Premier League.
So without asking you to put words in Fosen's mouth, if I can talk about them, you know, as one group, and it's for them to speak at some time when they choose to, but you're here. Are they listening more now, not just to you, but to all the other people who were telling them, one way or another, you've got to pay attention, you can't just come in and do everything your way? Are they actually, they have their ears open a bit more now, do you think?
Well, I think I'll put it slightly differently. I think to their credit, they're learning. And they're learning because, one, they care about it. I think they're very different to some owners, let's call it, where maybe it's more of a plaything, or they're less interested in whether it's successful or not. And they've spent a lot of time here. And on that basis, they've learned about the culture of the football club, what it means to work for the football club, what the fans want, what the fans need. And on that basis, to their credit, they decided to make a change when they didn't feel that those cultures, those values were aligned. Like I say, that's got to be to Fosen's credit, that they were able to do that very quickly, make the change, and then understand what needed to be done next to help us to move to the next level.
Now, a few years ago, when a football club had a manager, we all knew pretty much what that meant. Now every club seems to have a slightly different structure. You're different to West Bromwich Albion and Aston Villa and Birmingham City and everybody else. So what is Paul Lambert doing? What is he responsible for and what is he not responsible for?
Yeah, well, the first point to make is that Paul will be integral to every part of the football operation that we've got.
Right.
But, of course, there's different levels of support that are now in place at this football club to help him to focus on what is the hardest job, and that's the job at hand, and that is to get, prepare the team, get performances, and ultimately get results. All of the support services are the bits that I support him to manage, which is performance analysis, recruitment, sports science, medical services, etc., etc. But again, he's integral to absolutely all of those elements. So, for example, the usual one is recruitment. Who recruits the players? Who signs the players? Of course, it'll be Paul that makes the final decisions on all of those things, as well as all the other ways that we're organised.
With respect, you say of course, but I asked Walter Zenger more or less that question, and with respect, I had to explain that, and not because he didn't understand the English, but because he clearly didn't have anything to do with it, or didn't feel he had very much to do with it. I don't think that's not the same now, presumably. Paul Lambert has, for cut it long story short, a right of veto. Is that true?
Oh, completely. And I don't understand why Walter would not see it that way, because in my opinion that's been the process all the way through, and I've had three head coaches here, which is Kenny, Walter and Paul.
Well, I don't want to be on Coynton because he's not here, but let's put it this way, he seemed perplexed by it. Paul Lambert doesn't.
Exactly, and that's how it should operate, because I think it's just a recipe for disaster if you do it any other way.
So in a nutshell, you and your staff will find players.
Yes.
Or locate or help in that process, but Paul Lambert will be able to say, I do like him and I don't like him.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Right. And because, like I say, otherwise it can't work any other way, can it?
No. Well,
in my opinion.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Are there other people involved? People talk about Jorge Mendes a lot. But is everything got to come through you ultimately?
Yeah, the Jorge Mendes one is an interesting one, because people feel as if he's got some carte blanche to do whatever he wants to this football club, and that's just simply not the case. There's an informal cooperation between Fosen and Gesterfoot, which is George's agency. Of course, they know him, have been working with him for 18 months to 2 years. Of course, they're going to consult and take advice from him, because he's a big character in the industry. But of course, George and his company aren't living Wolves, and that's where, from our perspective, we can take some advice, we can take some support, but ultimately we've got to make the decisions to help us be better on the football pitch.
You're here doing it every day. Does this feel better now?
I think it's unfair to say it feels better, but I think it was pretty clear that Fosen felt that it wasn't working, and on that basis we needed to make a change. And of course, I think we've recruited not only a good football guy, but also a decent person who's going to fit our culture very, very well. And ultimately what we want is to help him to help us to get results on the pitch, and that's what it should all be about.